This is where wisdom and divination meet grit and tenacity. I invite you to be the ear to share my journey of triumph over shame, guilt, depression, and self-doubt. And to come out the other side victorious in this lifetime. Some days I don't get dressed. Some days I wear my jammies all day long. I'm clean, I've bathed, but I don't get dressed. Because why? Clothing never made sense to me. I don't like clothing, but sometimes I get dressed just to give my roommates a break. Oh God, Felicia, are you ever gonna get dressed or do your hair or anything? Your eyebrows are running amok, by the way. Okay, so it's just after 10 a.m. and I've gone outside. I've grounded in the grass barefoot. I've sent my gratitudes. I checked email. I applied for a handful of jobs. Had some coffee, had a brainstorming session with the team about a new board game that's an exciting project. And none of that required clothing. Is it that my clothing is uncomfortable, or is it that all clothing, in my opinion, is uncomfortable? I think that's it. Anyway, so I decided that I would get dressed today. I came into my bedroom, I looked around, and this was after the brainstorming session. And I thought, you know, I think I'll get dressed today. Which kind of alerted me to the fact that I think I don't get dressed most days now. And so I'm going to try to make it a new habit. I think it's a good habit, a stretch habit, because I feel like as my harvest is coming, I will need to be ready and I will need to be suited and booted. Meaning to me, that's what I say to myself, be suited and booted, to make sure that I'm ready when the opportunities of my harvest arrive. And so for whatever reason, at this point in time, I am uncomfortably concerned with my appearance. I know that may sound strange because in our society, we are very concerned with our appearances, and it may seem strange to some people that I'm just not. It's an appearance. It's a facade. So I'm much more, and have been much more, interested with internal affairs. However, I feel like this is one of those times I need to seek discomfort, push past, and, you know, get up, fix my hair, make sure my brows are done, even if I don't wear any makeup, which I detest, and just, you know, be ready for the day. Be ready for a photo shoot, so to speak, or to go live, or to meet someone, or to go on stage, or to whatever. Just be ready in the morning. So that's my goal. And you know, several of my close associates have told me that I should do video and not just audio, and you know, to go live and things like that. But I'm in my jammies and my hair is all over my head. It's not a good look to go live. So if I'm going to try that as a means to, you know, promote my channel, then I'm going to have some sort of appearance that's more palatable than first waking up in the morning. So I'm going to do it. Here's the thing though. I'm going to have to invest some money. I'm going to have to buy some clothing, because the clothing that I have is mostly, it's tank tops, leggings, and t-shirts. I have a few blazers, just in case. But the clothing that I have, it's worn and it's older. It's at least 4 or 5 years. So they're actually kind of ashy. They got the scrub marks in the thighs. Okay. I don't like shopping, first of all, at all. Secondly, I detest clothes shopping. Why? A number of reasons. What I just told you, plus public. I gotta be out in the public and all under the bright fucking lights with all the noises and shit. I hear everything. I hear everything all at once. And sometimes that makes me seem like I'm hard of hearing when you're speaking to me. For whatever reason, people are able to zone shit out audibly, and I cannot. It's just not a pleasant experience. So, yeah, here I go into the fray of societal standards and my appearance. For you! I hope you love me for it. I hope you love me for it. Damn it. I'm going all in. Yes, shameless plug. Subscribe to my channel. Support me. I'm doing all this shit for you. I applied for some pretty exciting positions this morning. All remote. That's my requirement. I want to be where I'm at. I don't want to be on your string. Thank you very much. So all remote. And all the positions were writing positions. It varies in various natures. All of the positions were writing positions of various types. Okay. Anyway, copywriting, some content writing, script writing, which is exciting to me. I like script writing a lot. Character development. That's my shit right there. Character development. I could do that with my hands closed and my eyes tied behind my back. That shit just happens. So that's exciting. Pick me. I'll write you some crazy shit. Anyway, so yeah, I wanted to share part of my day with you. You know, the relationship, our relationship in my existence, in my heart and spirit has grown exponentially. I don't know what I am to you. I know that you keep coming back and you keep downloading my content and my subscriptions are growing. So I'm something to you. I'm not sure what yet, but I'm hoping moving forward we can figure that out and have more of a definition. But to me, you have really become a friend, a confidant. I support you. You support me. Like this, you're my therapy. You're my therapy. You're my accountability partners. You are my life's work. You are the people that I am seeking to touch with what I know, what I have, and what I've come through. And I feel like I need to... my stomach. I don't know if you can hear that. I'm not on the mic. I'm on my phone. But what was I saying? You hear the dog in the background. I can actually hear the lights. Lights make noise. And so the more lights, fluorescent overhead lights, that I have to endure inside a place, the more anxious I become. It's a high-pitched, gurgling squeal, and it's constant and pervasive, and it pierces through everything else audibly for me. PTSD. That's crazy. Oh, there's my stomach again. You hear that? The truck is backing up. Anyway, I was saying our relationship, and I feel like we've grown closer, and you are so much more real to me than when I first began, because when I first began my podcast, I honestly did not expect, the turnout that I've gotten. And I'm excited about that. But it was a shot in the dark. Hey, here's what I have to offer. Does anyone need me? Does anyone want me? Does this resound with anyone? You know, it was a question. And now you keep showing up and I'm like, oh, I see you. I feel you. I know you're a palpable being to me. And so you're on my mind. You know, like when we go through our everyday and we have obligations on our minds. We have, you know, family, work, whatever is on our minds every day as a constant. You are here with me now. You're a constant in my life like that. I think of you. I think of my family. I think of what I need to do today. I think of what you might need, what you might be going through. Say a little prayer for you. I call it my podcast, but it's not. It's not when I say those words, my podcast, those words are pale and flat and bland to what this whole experience actually means to me and what you mean to me. Because I know for sure now you are on the other side listening. Yes, what I say resonates with you. Yes, you want what I have. Yes. And so it's been a beautiful conversation. It's been quite a long conversation. It's taken quite a long time for that question that I posed to you to be answered, but you've answered me. And now I want to answer you in return. And I want to show up more for you in return. I'm working on some experiences, some meditation experiences, some journaling experiences that I want you to have that I know can be helpful when we're searching and seeking, when we're journeying. So, yeah, I'm going to show up like this more often. And I know this is unstructured. I will continue to do the structured talks and meditations. As a matter of fact, I plan on doing at least 2 full meditations per month. I know it's been a while since I've posted one, and I will continue to do that. The binaural brainwave therapies, the vibe out meditations, the guided meditations for sleep, for health, wealth, well-being, and love. I'm going all in. I'm going all in now. Because you've answered my question. Yeah. Yeah, we want that. Well, here I go. But these are unstructured. Like I said, I will continue to do the structured meditations and teachings, etc. The other thing that I feel like I need to do for you, or I should do for you, that's probably a good idea, is to have a schedule. I know that most of us, many of us, need to have a schedule, and you're working this into your life. So it would be helpful for you to know when I'm going to release content for you. So I will make a schedule, and I will announce that, and I will do my very, very best to stick to it. That's my promise. Well, I guess that's it for now. I speak peace over you. I speak blessings over you and all that you endeavor. And all that you encounter for you and your loved ones. I speak health, wealth, well-being, and love. Go live your best life. Namaste. Let's take 30 seconds to breathe and be grateful. Breathe with me. Inhale, fuck it. Exhale, dumb shit. I'll be right back. And then we meditate.
Restful Sleep and Sweet Dreams is the first meditation module of the three-part series, Restful Sleep, Powerful Life. Restful sleep is an essential building block for a balanced and fulfilled life. We fail to respect the fact that a third of our lives happen while we are sleeping. Restful, restorative sleep is needed to heal and restore ourselves, clear our minds, and get in touch with our subconscious power. Download yours right here and live your truest, most fulfilled life now. Namaste.
I think the world needs healers now more than ever.
In this powerful guided meditation, you will empower yourself to relax your body, shake off the residual thoughts of the day, and get in touch with your internal spirit power.
Let's begin. There is nothing you need to know. There is nothing you need to do. Just breathe. Just breathe. There is nothing you need to do. Just breathe. Just breathe.
Now, as you inhale through your nose, deliberately and gratefully, breathe in positive energy, blessings, and peace. As you exhale through your mouth, expel worry, anxiety, and fear. Do this for a count of four. You are safe. You are centered. You are ready to journey into yourself.
Just breathe. Just breathe.